Radical truth. Listen carefully and close your eyes. Breathe deep, exhale slowly. Let's begin. After betrayal, the truth can feel unbearable. That may sound strange at first because the scam itself was built from lies. One might imagine that after deception, the human mind would crave truth immediately and completely. But trauma rarely works that cleanly. The nervous system often becomes frightened of truth because truth now feels dangerous. Truth shattered the illusion and exposed the betrayal. And so many traumatized scam victims begin living in a strange conflict. Part of the mind desperately wants reality, while another part keeps searching for softer versions of it. Softer explanations, softer meanings, softer conclusions. The nervous system wants relief more than clarity. But healing cannot survive inside distortion. This is why radical truth becomes necessary. Not cruelty, not punishment, truth. Reality as it is, not as fear wishes it to be. Scammers survive by manipulating perception. They construct emotional worlds designed to overpower judgment. They weaponize hope, affection, urgency, loneliness, empathy, attraction, and trust. During the scam, victims slowly lose connection with reality while believing they are becoming closer to love, purpose, rescue, or meaning. The deception changes the relationship to truth itself. After betrayal, many victims continue negotiating with reality unconsciously. The mind says, maybe part of it was real. Maybe they truly loved me. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe it was partly my fault. But every distortion keeps the nervous system trapped between worlds. Healing requires standing fully inside reality again. That is why radical truth matters so deeply in recovery communities. Victims do not need comforting fantasies. They have already been harmed by fantasy disguised as certainty. What they need now is something solid enough to stand on. Reality. Even painful reality. Because painful truth heals more cleanly than comforting illusion. This does not mean victims should become emotionally brutal with themselves. Radical truth without compassion becomes cruelty, but compassion without truth becomes another form of avoidance. A survivor must eventually say, yes, I was manipulated. Yes, I ignored warning signs. Yes, I wanted to believe. Yes, loneliness influenced me. Yes, shame still controls parts of my behavior. Yes, I am afraid. These truths hurt, but they also reconnect the mind to reality. And reality is where recovery begins. Trauma often creates fragmentation inside the self. One part knows the truth while another part resists it desperately. The survivor may speak honestly outwardly, while internally continuing emotional negotiations with the past. This conflict creates exhaustion, because the nervous system cannot stabilize while divided against itself. Radical truth reunifies the self. The mind stops arguing with reality. The body stops defending illusions. The nervous system slowly begins learning that truth itself is no longer the enemy. Many traumatized scam victims become terrified of honesty after betrayal. They hide emotions, hide mistakes, hide needs, hide vulnerability. The scam taught them that openness can become dangerous. But living dishonestly, even in small ways, slowly recreates the same instability that allowed deception to grow originally. Human beings become psychologically divided when they continually hide from themselves and others. Truth creates coherence. Truth creates alignment between the inner world and outer world. Truth allows trust to rebuild because trust cannot survive, where reality is constantly reshaped to protect comfort. And perhaps this is one of the hardest truths of all. The truth will not always make you feel better immediately. Sometimes truth breaks your heart before it frees your mind. Sometimes truth destroys fantasies you desperately wanted to keep alive. Sometimes truth reveals weakness, dependency, fear, or self-deception you did not want to see. But lies always demand maintenance. Truth does not. Truth simply waits quietly until the mind becomes willing to stop running from it. And strangely, many survivors eventually discover that radical truth becomes peaceful. Exhausting emotional negotiations begin ending. Obsessive replaying begins softening. The nervous system no longer wastes enormous energy defending distortions. Reality becomes simpler, not easier, but cleaner, more survivable. Tonight, perhaps you can sit quietly and ask yourself, why am I still negotiating with truth? What reality am I still trying to soften? You do not need every answer tonight. You only need the willingness to stop hiding from yourself. Because after profound deception, truth is no longer merely information. Truth becomes medicine. This is the truth. Hear it, accept it, live it. This is radical truth. This is the way.